Now, you may remember it was about a month ago when we had an NHS phone-in in which patients and medics alike shared their stories of the health service. Well, the legendary singer Sir Rod Stewart was so moved by some of the stories that he heard that he rang in with a generous offer. Let's just remind you of that moment.
Yesterday, I went for my yearly scan, which is private, obviously, and I was 20 minutes late, and I phoned in. I said, well, I'm terribly sorry, I'll be there. And then I was a half an hour late. I phoned in, I got in there, and they said, I'm so sorry, I'm so late. They said, oh, we're not busy at all. We've only got a couple of customers today. I won't tell you where it was, but my point being, this is ridiculous, you know, and I would like to pay 10 for 10 or 20 scans. I don't know how we're going to work this out, and hopefully some other people will follow.
Well, we didn't just let him leave it at that. We did follow up with him, and Sir Rod, I'm pleased to say, has been true to his word. In an interview today, he's told Sky News that he backs pay rises for both nurses and junior doctors while warning against a move towards a US-style healthcare system. Now, he's funded a day's worth of scans at a mobile unit in Essex and arrived in style, as you might expect, this morning to meet some of the people who are benefiting. He spoke to Sky's Sarah Jane Mee.
On the day I spoke to you, I'd just come back from my scan in a private clinic in Harley Street. And I walked in, I said, I'm terribly, terribly sorry, I'm half hour late. They said, oh, no, it's OK, we haven't got anybody in here today. There was eight people there with hardly anything to do. And then I thought, this is a terrible injustice. So here we are. But Sarah, I'm here not to talk about politics, please, because otherwise it overshadows what we're trying to do.
Yeah, we made a few headlines, didn't we, last time we spoke? Yeah. Well, you tapped into something, didn't you? That's the thing. I mean, we won't get political, but you probably said what a lot of people at home were thinking and calling into us to say, but because of your platform, it created headlines. And you want to make some noise, right? You want to make some noise about the state of the NHS.
Absolutely, I do. And, you know, I just don't want to do it here. If this is a big success, which I think it will be, I'd like to do it in Belfast, Dublin, Edinburgh, Glasgow, Manchester, and just keep it going. I hope some other people follow me, because I want to prove I am not all mouth and trousers. And that's why I'm here, to prove that I've followed through with it. OK, folks?
Yeah, well, it just took a couple of weeks, in fact, from that phone call to being here in Harlow today. So talk to us about what's behind you and what you're providing for people today.
What's behind me?
So this is the mobile scanning unit, and up to 20 people are going to get scans thanks to your generous donation today.
Yeah. That's it. So hopefully these are people that are finding it trouble to get a scan, either because of the backlog or because of lack of finances. So here I am, the knight in shining armour. And I am a knight, by the way. That's why I feel I want to do good things.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it for publicity. I get enough of that.
Yeah, that's the thing. You did say when we spoke, and you just said it again there, that you hope this would spark something, that other people would see what you were doing and make similar generous gestures.
Yeah.
Because you're in a fortunate position, right? And you were upfront about that. You said you can afford to do this, so you are. But you do think that's not sustainable. It shouldn't come to this, should it? It shouldn't take Sir Rod Stewart coming in on his white horse to provide scans for people.
White rolls.
Yeah, white roller.
Whatever it takes. No, it shouldn't. You know, we've got to sort this out. We're in dire straits here. I mean, if I am going to get political, I think we should send the Ukrainians some F-16s. That's up to you, Prime Minister.
Yeah, you can't sort that one out, no?
Well, I wish I could. Yeah. I mean, I've been supporting them for years, the Ukrainians. On stage, I have the flag, and I wear a blue and yellow suit and do a song and dedicate it to them. I feel very strongly about it, because if the Ukrainians lose, it's the end of civilization as we know it. You know, it's all over.
Yeah, you say
F-16s, please.
Yeah, you say you don't want to get political, but everyday life is political, isn't it? When you talk about what's going on in Ukraine, what's going on in the NHS. So, in that respect, you know, full credit to you for using your platform and just saying what you think. You're not pulling any punches, you're not mincing your words, you're just being refreshingly honest, because you can be.
Yeah, I can be. How honest do you want me to get?
How much time have we got? You're going to meet some people here today that are going to benefit from these scans today. And obviously, you've been through a similar experience yourself. What kind of words of reassurance will you give people that are starting on a journey you've been on and are continuing on? Because it's something you always live with.
Yeah, it is something you always live with. And you do gain this amazing appreciation of life when you have a cancer scare like I did, of cancer of the throat and of the Azure Fathers. But, you know, fight the good fight. That's all you can do. Stay active. Don't lay home in bed. You know, you just got to keep on working and doing what you're doing. And pray to God.
Yeah. It's hard, isn't it? Because, again, like you said, you know, we made headlines because you just tapped into a national mood and you said it plainly and simply and that caught on. I think it's something like 92% of the British public think that the current plan isn't working. Something's got to give, and that something isn't the NHS. How important is it that we fight, you know, for the NHS so that it's free for everyone?
Absolutely. You know, it's when was it formed? 1945, just when I was born.
It's always been there, right?
Yeah, it's always been there my whole life.
Hard to imagine a Britain without the NHS, because when you talk about being proud of our country, people list a lot of things, and the NHS is always up there.
Yeah, you know, if we don't have the NHS, it'll be like the United States. I've lived there for 30-odd years, and if you get yourself in trouble, a car accident, so you can't just go into an emergency. When you go into an emergency, they say, right, we've got to see your documents, and, you know, it's unbelievable in America. It doesn't work there either, but I think it's working better there than it is here at the moment, and we must pull it together.
Yeah, the knock-on effect would be huge, wouldn't it, for British society? It would just change the face of things if people don't have access to...
See, I'm not all mouth and trousers, Sarah.
You are definitely not. And just a final question, because I know that you want to go in and meet the people that are going to be carrying out these scans today and some of the patients here. What would your message be to NHS staff? Because it is grim, it's not getting any better. Junior doctors are going on strike as well. Since we last spoke,
the pictures
got even worse. So what would you say to them to sort of boost their morale? If you
hang in there, hang in there. I think the junior doctors came back with a counter-offer, which I don't know the number, but I find it to be reasonable. There must be enough money in the coffers to pay up for these nurses. Only 2 years ago, we were clapping, and now... Bless them. They work so hard. Salt of the earth.
Yeah. And you're going to keep supporting people. Like you said, you want to start this as a trial and perhaps do more.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is a long-term relationship between you and the NHS in terms of giving back, I sense, from the conversations we've had.
Yeah, it is. You know, I mean, I've used the NHS many times when I was little. With an ingrowing toenail, they took good care of me when I was six.
They literally cover everything, don't they?
They do, yeah, even ingrowing toenails.
Sir Rod Stewart, absolute
Sarah.
Pleasure to see you. Thank you so much for
And your mum and dad live around here, don't they?
They do, yeah. Oh,
let's go and have a cup of tea.
Oh, my God, my mum would be over the moon. I better ring ahead.
OK. Thanks, everyone.